Today is Friday, the 4th of September, 2026. We are grateful for your presence this morning. Our team for the morning is Reverend Kimball and Kina. And Reverend Kimball, we want to welcome you back. You were truly missed for those 2 weeks that you and your family were gone. And at this time, I'm going to turn the session to you.
Good morning. Thank you. It's good to be back. Our meeting with the Master today comes from John, the 19th chapter, verses 8 and the first part of verse 9. And it reads, "And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house." Wow. Every time I read this verse, I get the same feeling I had the first time I read it as a young boy. I am encouraged, empowered, curious, and overwhelmed. I am encouraged when I read how nothing could stop Zacchaeus from getting into position to meet Jesus. I am empowered because he demonstrates how physical limitations are no excuse when it comes to reaching our destination. I'm curious to know if any of those people who had to have disliked Zacchaeus tried to hinder his mission and overwhelmed by the impact that that night with Jesus had on his life. It changed Zacchaeus and prompted him to do something completely out of character as he pledged to make things right. And here is my encouragement for you all this morning. What is haunting you is not your unwillingness to forgive, but your unwillingness to ask to be forgiven. There are mounds of scripture and information out there teaching us how to forgive, because forgiveness says more about us than it does about the other person. Forgiveness frees us and allows us to step out of our hurt and into our healing. But what happens when we realize that we are the hurtful ones? When we come face to face with the fact that much of what went wrong or is wrong is because of us. If you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior and the truth that he has forgiven you, and I'm sure that you have, many of you have had a moment when you realize that there is something or some things you need to do to make things right. Too often we shrug that feeling off in hopes that we can just move on and forget, knowing that it is costing us relationships and causing many sleepless nights. Stop fighting and trust Jesus. Zacchaeus did. Verse 8 says again, "And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold." The scripture does not say that he waned or waited, that he whined or whimpered. Zacchaeus stood there before Jesus and pledged to make things right, which had very little to do with his relationship with many of the people that he had hurt, but everything to do with his relationship with Jesus. Today, lean into your forgiveness and set out to fix whatever God has prompted you to fix, and trust that he will guide you through. James Baldwin reminds us that not everything that is faced can be changed, but nothing can be changed until it is faced. Have a blessed and forgiving Friday.
Thank you, Reverend Kimball, and good morning, everyone. Happy Friday. Our prayer petitions for the day follow. Elise, college student. We pray for the caring hand of God to keep her safe, for God's wisdom to rule her decisions, and for her heart and mind to be protected from the enemy. Tabitha, we are praying for discernment, wisdom, strength, courage, and for God to remind her daily of his grace and presence. We pray for the Lord to give her peace about the recommended treatment plan and the unwavering faith that she will be successful in her healing journey, and she will have an incredible testimony of the faithfulness of God. Anne, Tawanda, and Tristan, we pray for the Lord to shut down the spiritual warfare attacks against them, put a hedge of protection around them, deliver them from their enemies, and give them peace. We ask God to heal Tawanda and Tristan. We also pray for a financial breakthrough. Marcia, the doctor says she has bronchitis. We lift her before the Lord for complete healing. Brother Jones of Georgia, we pray for the radiation treatments to be successful and for him to be completely healed. Those who need motivation to get up and get on with life, we pray for them to get a fresh wind of energy, a renewed mindset, and the courage to seek and knock on the doors God has placed before them. The people, property, and freedom of the United States of America. We pray for safety, provision, and protection for all the citizens of America and for the democratic process to work for everyone. Everyone on the call this morning, we continue to pray for salvation for your unsaved family members, restoration for those loved ones who have walked away from the truth, a revival for those who have grown weary, and for God to shower you with joy today. We lift those in need of salvation, restoration, and healing, and we cover the Prince Ministry's intercessors, prayer readers, and daily callers with protection and spiritual strength. We pray for justice, for an end to racial disparity, and for wisdom and compassion for our president to lead all people well. We pray for an end to Russian hostility in Ukraine and for peace, stability, and protection for those affected by the conflict and unrest in Iran and all war-torn regions. May those impacted be comforted, strengthened, and given hope. We ask for protection over our children and senior citizens, deliverance for those struggling with their identity, and safety and healing for victims of domestic abuse. We pray for safe neighborhoods, secure schools, and for wisdom to guide all those who educate and lead our children. Thank you, and have a blessed day.
Thank you, Kina. Let us pray. We all make mistakes sometimes, and we've all stepped across that line. But nothing sweeter than the day we find forgiveness. We've all stumbled and we fall. Bridges burn in the heat of it all. But nothing sweeter than the day when we call out for forgiveness. Most Heavenly Father, most wonderful and high God, we come to you now today in the name of Jesus and through the power of the Holy Spirit, Father, first to tell you thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for blessing us and keeping us and watching over us, Father, because we know that it's only because you've been with us and because you've protected us and provided for us that we've made it safe this far. And so we come today, Father, to cry out, Abba, Father. We come out today to just, we got up this morning to just tell you thank you for blessing us and keeping us and protecting us and just wrapping your loving arms all around us, Father, for keeping us in those moments where we felt lost and lonely and those moments where we had sorrow and grief in our lives, Father, in those moments where we didn't understand where we were or what direction we needed to go in, Father, you were there keeping us and providing for us and protecting us and showing us what it is you would have us to do in this and just giving us the direction for us to go in, Father, because you have provided a way for us, a way that is safe and calm and clear and exciting and full of joy. And so we come this morning, Father, because even when we got into those places that caused us distress, you continually show us joy. You continually gave us peace, and you continually gave us the understanding of knowing that you're with us. And when you're with us, Father, we know that it's more than a whole wide world against us. And so we come today, this morning, Father, full of that joy and the understanding of knowing that you are a wonderful and an awesome and a mighty God. But we come this morning, Father, to join our hearts and our minds and our together, Father, as we move forward in this world, Father, as we rise today, Father, with the hope of realizing and understanding that your blessings are upon upon us, Father. We got up today knowing that we have a mission to let the world around us know that Jesus Christ is real and that he's right and that he's relevant, Father. And we're poised and prepared right now today for you to use us in a mighty way to show somebody that you're still there and that you're still God and that you've never left and that you're still able to do what you've always been able to do, to bless us and to keep us and provide for us. But not only that, Father, if you never do another thing for us, you've done more than enough already because you've given us Jesus Christ, the one who releases us from the sins of our past, Father, and allows us to live the abundant life that you've opened for us right now today, Father. We come because we understand that you are loving and that you're an awesome God, and we thank you today for the joy that you bestow upon us, Father, but we thank you for the wonderful and awesome care that you provided for us. We come today, Father, because we ask you to just bless us in a mighty way, not just so that we can hoard all the blessings for ourselves, but so that we can be a blessing for those around us, so that we can visit the hospitals and the sick, Father, so they would know that you're still an awesome God, Father, so that we can visit for those whose hearts have been broken, Father, so that they can know that they're not alone, Father, that they still have someone who's praying for them, so that we can be all that you need us today, Father. We can feed the hungry, Father, and we can touch the sick and let them know that healing is upon them right now today, not because we're great or because we carry so much power, but because the power that is in us that comes from you and the Holy Spirit, Father, is so great and so awesome, Father. Oh, we know that you prepared a way for us, Father, and so we stand today asking you to lead us and guide us in your ways because we know today that only what we do for you will last. And so we're asking you to allow us to do the things that you need us to do, Father. Allow us to be all that you need us to be and then lead us in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake, not for our sakes, Father, but for your sake and for all the things that you need in this world, Father. Use us right now. Bless us. Continue to watch over us and keep us, for we need you right now today. Not that we're demanding that you do anything, but because you've shown us that you're able to do everything, and you've done it over and over and over again. And as always, Father, as we step out into the world today, give us the love, the joy, the peace, the power, and the compassion to do everything on this wonderful Friday, to do everything today that our faith will prompt us to do. Oh, Father, continue to watch over us and keep us. Lead us in your ways. It's in the wonderful, loving, and saving name of Jesus Christ we pray and ask all these blessings. In his name and in his name alone we pray. Amen. And thank you, God.
Amen. Thank God. And thank you, Reverend Kimball. We pray for the Lord to go before you and meet you at your destination when you get there. We will see you again tomorrow at 6 a.m. This concludes our prayer time on this Friday morning. Goodbye.